मोकम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरि यत् कृपातं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरं। We'll offer a prayer to Narsimha Dev. You all can repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Narsimhaya. Namaste Jaste Jase. Avir Avir Bhava. Vajranakha Vajadamstra. Karmashayan Randaya Randaya. तमो ग्रस ग्रस ओम स्वाहा अभयम अभयम आत्मनि भुविष्ठा ओम श्रम। वी ऑफर अवर रिपीटेड ओबेसेंसेस टू नरसिम्हदेव हु इज फियर पर्सोनिफाइड फॉर फियर इटसेल्फ और हु इज अ फियर फॉर फियर पर्सोनिफाइड एंड प्रहलाद इज दैट पर्सन who did not fear the fear personified whom even the fear fears. So we're going to discuss about Prahlad Maharaj. It's always very purifying and very, very enlightening to hear about a pure devotee, to speak about a pure devotee. So today morning when I was reading about Prahlad Maharaj for preparation for today evening's class, for today's class, there were so many wonderful things, you know, which this is not the first time we have read it, but then, you know, n number of times we read, there are n number of nice favorable thoughts or realizations. So Prahlad Maharaj, that personality, just by hearing about Prahlad Maharaj, we will get that fearlessness. In pandemic, everyone all around the world is suffering, even including devotees. Devotees are also stressed, unfortunately. But then, it's a challenge. If we hear about Prahlad Maharaj very attentively, and during the class, if we self-introspect on what faith Prahlad Maharaj had, what level of faith Prahlad Maharaj had, and where are we, and how can we get closer to what faith Prahlad Maharaj had, if we can do this throughout the session, then the session will be considered as a success. Or this katha, today's katha, would be considered as a success. So let's start with the various qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. This comes in fourth chapter towards the end, the last few shlokas. And then we'll again come to the fifth chapter of seventh canto. So as Isha was speaking about various wonderful qualities of Prahlad, so I'll cover the ones which she has not covered. So obviously there are many, many qualities. The way Prahlad Maharaj would deal, you know, with people around. When it comes to his subordinates, you know, he'd be like a father. When it comes to his equals, he would be like a brother. And when it comes to his superiors, he would be like a menial servant. Now just imagine Prahlad, who is he? He's the son of Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu at that time, he had conquered the entire three worlds. He was Maharaj, you know, Hiranyakashipu Maharaj. And the son of Hiranyakashipu was Prahlad. Now just imagine what Prahlad had at that time. The opulence that Prahlad had. But still, Shukadeva Goswami. Oh, by the way, there's a discussion that is happening, as Harikshetra was mentioning yesterday. The discussion is between Narada Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj has asked a question about Lord being partial or not. And then he asked a question about Prahlad Maharaj. I mean, Hiranyakashipu and so on. So Narada Muni, he started glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. Spiritual master is glorifying the disciple. Yes. So Narada Muni, he says, Manasthamba Vivarjitaha. This is one of the quality of Prahlad Maharaj. Where even after having all the opulence, still this personality Prahlad was extremely humble. Extremely humble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says in Shikshastaka, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Who can chant all the time? That person who is humbler than the blade of grass, that person who is tolerant than a tree, and that person who gives all respect to others and expects none in return, that person can chant all the time. And here Prahlad fulfilled all these three criteria, and he was that personality, was chanting all the time. Chanting all the time is a task, and only people who have these qualities can actually accomplish this task of chanting all the time. And finally, at the end of life, taking last breath, they'll be able to chant the holy names of Lord Krishna. So yes, pridelessness, this is the quality that Prahlad had. And there's a very nice verse, again, the 33 verse of 4th chapter, 7th canto. The nice word which says, Rahita Suro Suraha. Rahita Suro Suraha. So Asuraha, basically here, stands for Prahlad took birth in Asura family. Now Prahlad was there, and all Asuric people were there around, all Asuras were there around. But still, Prahlad was Rahita Asura. He didn't get any qualities of an Asura. He was always a devotee. Surrendered devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. When I was just reading about this, hearing and also hearing the Katha, so that time I was just meditating on this, that this person didn't have any devotee association. No one to tell Katha all the time. He is the only one, the lonely person. He was able to practice bhakti so intensely and attain, you know, to the highest ecstasies. I was just thinking, if we are put in such a condition, what will happen? Being in association of devotees itself becomes so difficult to practice bhakti. Just imagine without association. How fortunate each and every one of us are, even in this lockdown, even in this critical situation of pandemic, where the entire world is literally crashing down, depressed, and we devotees come together and we relish Krishna Katha. Look at our fortune. Look at our fortune. But the Prahlad Maharaj, even when he was there in Asuras, Asuric families, or with Asuric people, he was least affected. He was so strong with him when it comes to devotional service. In Ramayana, we see, when Hanuman, he went to Lanka to give the message to Sita, Goddess Sita. At that time, early in the morning, firstly, he saw Tulasi outside the house, outside one of the palace, I would say. And then early morning in Brahma Murta, someone got up and started chanting, Ram, 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 Ram. And Hanuman's ears were tight. Where is the sound coming from? And then he saw Tulasi and he got to know that someone is chanting. And he entered and he saw Vibhishan. And he asked Vibhishan that you are a devotee. You are a devotee of Lord Ram. And Vibhishan also said many things. And at that time, Hanuman, he asked a question. How are you staying? How are you staying in this Asuric association? How is it possible for you to practice bhakti here? And Vibhishan said, yes, you're correct. It's very difficult. My situation is like the tongue between 32 teeth. Little bit of inattention and it will be cut. That is what is my situation, oh Hanuman. Vibhishan said this. Just imagine, devotees, they have struggled so much to practice bhakti. And look at us. We have got so much of opulence of devotee association. So much of opulence. Even sitting at home, we all come together. How many people are there? Yeah, 152 people. 150 people together. And also on YouTube, some people will be there. Just imagine how fortunate we are. We have this association. Now the thing is, how much we utilize this association is up to us. Yes. But Prahlad, he was not affected even when he was there in Asuric association. Yes. Then the verse 35, it says, Yam sadhu gatha sadasi ripo vopi sura nripa prati manam prakurvanti kim utanye bhavadrishaha. Very, very wonderful shloka. It says, Yam sadhu gatha sadasi. When all the great sadhus come together, what do they do? Even when it comes to the demigods, when the demigods come together, what do they do? They talk about Prahlad, and here a very nice word is used. Ripavaha api sura. So the enemy of suras, the enemy of demigod are asuras. And the person who is going to lead the Asuric crowd in future is Prahlad Maharaj. And here, these suraganas, these demigods, they come together and they talk about Prahlad Maharaj as the topmost devotee. And Prahlad Maharaj is that standard for discussion. Who is the best devotee? Prahlad Maharaj. Yes. This is what is a discussion, you know, would happen at that time. So this is a very nice thing. Yam sadhu gatha sadasi. And then Narada Muni, you know, he's describing qualities after qualities after qualities. And then he tells Yudhishthira Maharaj, gunair alim asankheyair mahatmyam tasya suchyate vasudeve bhagavati yasya naisargikairati. He says, he has got unlimited qualities. How many qualities will I describe? And then he says, there is topmost quality. And what is the topmost quality? The topmost quality is something which every devotee hankers for. The topmost quality is something which every devotee wants to attain and relish and reciprocate with Krishna. And that is Vasudeve Bhagavati Jasya Naisargiki Rati. Natural attachment to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. And he had it naturally. Prahlad Maharaj had it naturally. For us as sadhakas, you know, we have to struggle so much to get that attachment. But Prahlad Maharaj had it naturally. And this is the topmost quality, Narada Muni is saying, is the crest jewel of all the qualities. Finally, what is needed when it comes to us as sadhakas is somehow the other day, before we leave this body, we have to get attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, without getting attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, leaving the body is just very, very dangerous. It's more dangerous than getting affected by corona. It's nothing in front of it, nothing. COVID positive, what is that in front of not getting attached to Krishna? Yes. Not getting attached to Krishna basically means again entering the cycle of birth, death, birth, death, birth, death. So attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna is what is needed. And with practice of sincere devotional service, yes, by the mercy of Guru Gauranga, that might manifest by their sweet will. And here, Prahlad Maharaj had it naturally. Naturally, he had attachment for the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. And the attachment is almost like, when we say natural attachment, is like the fragrance, the natural fragrance of the flower. Now, you cannot separate the fragrance and the flower. Or natural heat coming from the fire, you cannot separate the heat and fire. Similarly, attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna and Prahlad cannot be separated. That's how natural it was when it comes to Prahlad's attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. Very, very wonderful symptoms of ecstasy Prahlad, you know, is showing. Text 37 says, Nyasta kridana ko balo jadavattan manastaya Nyasta kridana ko balo. Even when he was in his childhood, and we are talking about 5 years old boy, this 5 year old boy never touched any toys, never played with any kids. In fact, we will hear in future sessions when Prahlad's schoolmates, they called him, Cholo, let's play. Prahlad was like, mad or what? We are already late, we have to practice bhakti. What are you saying? Kaumaram vacharet pragyo. That's what he said. Never. And to such an extent, he would always remain jadavat. Jadavat, he would always remain still. Still, statue types. Why? Krishna graha grihitatma na veda jagat idrisham. Now many astrologers are saying in the current situation, some grahas are affecting the situation. The planets are, some planets are giving out negative energy, and that's negativity is all around. But then that person who has got Krishna graha, that person who has been caught by Krishna graha, that person cannot get affected by all this. And here Prahlad Maharaj clearly shows he was completely conquered, completely absorbed in Krishna's thoughts, Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes, completely absorbed. To such an extent, externally would be just there as a statue. Because internally, completely absorbed. Whatever Krishna would say, that's what he would do. That's what is called as Krishna grihitatma, completely conquered by Krishna. What an amazing state this is. What an amazing state where a person is completely conquered by Krishna, and by his own devotional service, he conquers Krishna. Very, very wonderful state of existence of a devotee. Anyone who reaches this stage, that devotee will be the most happiest devotee. And in this state, what would happen? Prahlad Maharaj would not understand what he is doing. Text 38 says, Asinaha Paryatan Ashnan. Asinaha, while sitting. Paryatan, while walking. Then Ashanan. Ashnan, while eating. Then Shayanaha, while sleeping. Then Prapiban, while drinking. Bruvan, while speaking. Na anusandhat etani. He would not be consciously doing it. It's just happening. He's just walking. He's just speaking. He's just eating, drinking. It's not consciously happening. It's just happening. He's not understanding only how is it happening. Why is Prahlad Maharaj in this state? The last line says, Govinda parirambhitaha. Govinda parirambhitaha. Because Govinda, Lord Sri Krishna, the most beautiful one, the most attractive one, he would always embrace Prahlad, and Prahlad would feel that embrace all the time. And because of that embrace, Prahlad would be so engrossed, relishing that nectar, that all the activities, those were happening, is almost like a robot doing some activity. That's it. This is called as relishing that state of pure devotional service. Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Tadaiva Ridaeshu Vilokayantin Yamsham Sundara Machintya Gunaswarupam Govendamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Who can actually take darshan of the Lord all the time in the heart? That person was anointed the eyes with Prema Anjana. That Anjan, very, very special Anjan called Prema Anjana, is needed. And Prahlad Maharaj, all the time, his eyes were decorated with Prema Anjana, and he was taking darshan of Lord Sri Krishna. Such intense love for the Lord, such intense bhakti, such intense loving devotional service that this person would be doing. And the symptoms of devotional service are these. Text 39 onwards, it is given. Kvachidrudati vaikunta vaikuntha chinta shabala chetanaha. Kvachid, sometimes. Rudati would cry. Now, why is he crying? He would feel that separation from the Lord. He can see the Lord all the time, but then one moment here and there, he misses to take darshan of the Lord and he feels that separation. He sees that, oh, Lord Krishna is moving away from me, and he starts crying incessantly. And then it is said, Kvachati dhasati tam chinta. And sometimes, when he would see Krishna coming close to him, the only thing that he would be doing is laugh and be very, very happy. It's almost like, you know, he's taking darshan of the Lord and he's seeing the leela of the Lord. At a very high stage of Krishna consciousness, a person attains this level where he can actually enter the pastimes of the Lord, the Nitya Leela, and he can see the pastimes. And here, Prahlad was seeing the pastimes. It is described that Prahlad is standing in Vrindavan, and he's observing what Krishna is doing. So Krishna is there in one house and he's stealing butter. And then the gopi is entering from the other side, and Krishna is stealing butter. And Prahlad is here watching Krishna, and Krishna is telling Prahlad, and Prahlad is not able to control, and he just breaks and laughter. Prahlad is laughing and laughing and laughing. Yes. And sometimes, Lada Udgayati Kvachit, loudly you chant, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You just chant loudly, calling out for the Lord. Now, there is no schedule for this. That early morning, 4 o'clock, he'll cry, then evening, he'll cry, then laugh, and then maybe at night before sleeping, he'll lie loudly chant. No, it's like spontaneous. Sometimes kvachit rudati, then kvachit dasati, and kvachit udgayati, and then nadati kvachit utkantho. Again, whenever you would remember Krishna, you would loudly exclaim and calling out for Krishna, and then vilajjo nrityati kvachit. And sometimes, shamelessly, even when the entire assembly is there, shamelessly you just get up and start dancing. without music. Because pure devotees, they don't need a music of this world, because they dance on the music or the sound that is coming from the transcendental flute of Shyama Sundar Krishna. Yes. He would be dancing in that music. And then, kvachit tad bhavana yuktas. And sometimes you would be completely, fully absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord to such an extent, he would start enacting the pastimes of the Lord. Sometimes he would jump and then, you know, he would be showing as if he's Lord Ram and pick the bow and he said, Lakshman, let's go and kill that 10-headed Ravan. And I was hearing, sometimes he would also act like Narasimha Dev. So I don't know whom he would be killing, but then he would be acting like Narasimha Dev. And sometimes, you know, yes, he would be acting like Krishna, you know, where he would be standing in a threefold bending form and then, you know, playing the flute. Yes. And sometimes when he feels the touch of the lotus hands of Lord Sri Krishna, his hair would be standing on end. The entire body would be having goosebumps and all the hair are standing on end, straight like thorns. And the only thing that would be happening from the eyes was incessant tears would be flowing from the eyes. Complete ecstasy all the time. It is described that any person who would see Prahlad, even if he's an asura, even if he's a person who is not having any bhakti, that person will get completely purified. This is what Bhagavatam 42nd verse says. This is the real happiness, you know, that a devotee is seeking for. When someone comes to ISKCON, the first session that we give is a search for happiness. And for many, many years, a devotee keeps searching, where is happiness? Where is happiness? Where is happiness? First day I heard that practicing bhakti, you get eternal happiness. Where is that? That eternal happiness, where is that? Ananda, where is it? That is here, what Prahlad was experiencing. That is what is the happiness that we speak, you know, in the first session of ISKCON, anyone who attends. This is that happiness where the person is having that personal reciprocation with Krishna, where the person is serving the Krishna. The person is serving Krishna with a lot of love and devotion. And with that love and devotion, and that happiness, when he's not able to hold in the heart, that comes on the skin as hair standing on, and that comes through the eyes as incessant tears. This is what we have to pray for. This is what we have to pray for, that when will that day come in my life? Yes. Very beautiful bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur. Actually, what we have to pray is whatever acharyas have given. We cannot offer separate prayers. We don't know how to pray also. Yes. Because manda, right? Kaliyuga jivas. Manda sumanda matayo. That's what is applicable for us also. So whatever acharyas have prayed, that's what we have to pray. They have said, they have already set goal. Bhakti Mat Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, and all of them, Lochan Das Thakur, they've all set goals. And we have to just follow that, whatever they're saying. And our Narottam Das Thakur, he sings, Gauranga balite have pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayane babinira. Narottam Das Thakur is intensely praying and teaching us how to pray. He's saying, when will that day come when I chant Gauranga? When will that day come when I'll chant Gauranga and my eyes are completely filled with tears? When will that day come? And then he proceeds, he says, Arka benitai chander karuna hoibe samsara basana mora kabe tuchhabe. The greatest obstacle in the life of a devotee is the desire for sense gratification. Samsara vasana. This desire to enjoy this world, this desire, you know, to live a selfish life of all the time thinking about how to gratify all the senses in the body. Every single thing that we see it with sense gratification desire. And here, Narottam Das Thakur is offering a prayer. When will Lord shower his mercy? And by his mercy, when will I become purified completely from this desire of sense gratification? When will this happen? And finally, he offers a very, very wonderful prayer. He says, Vishaya chariya kabe shudha bemana kabe hama herabo Shri Vrindavana. So he's saying, when will this happen? When will my heart get purified? When will these all material desires which are just leading in my life become very, very insignificant? And when will that day come? And when I'll actually take darshan of Sri Vrindavan Dham as it is, when will that day come? Narottam Das Thakur is crying and praying. Yes. This is what we have to cry for. This is what we have to pray for. That, oh Lord, when this day will come? Obviously, I'm not practicing this. I've heard, you know, from my spiritual masters, and I have this greed that by their mercy, someday will come even in my life, you know, and actually these things will manifest. But then, yes, this is what is the thing that devotees have to anchor for. Yes, you know, I want that. I want what pure devotees are relishing. Why I want it? Now, today afternoon, Harikshadapu was sharing this. Why we want it? So that we can serve Krishna properly. So that we can serve Krishna with a lot of love and devotion. Yes. As of now, there is little devotion and there is little selfishness, and then we ask something from Krishna. But then that has to be completely transformed into love, completely transformed into selfless service without even a tinge of selfishness, without even a tinge of sense gratification. Yes. That will happen. That will happen by the mercy of Guru Gauranga. But then this prayer has to be offered. When will that day come, O Lord? Is it that I'm going to leave my body with all these desires? Yes. Or will that day come in my life and I'll be completely purified, and with that purified heart, I'll be able to serve your lotus feet. Oh Lord, when will that day come? Life is so short. And as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that I don't have any bhakti, and my buddhi is jada. Now what prayers will I offer? What bhakti will I do? Oh Lord, you only do something. You only help me out. Oh Lord, please help me. When will you help me, oh Lord? Please help me as soon as possible, because I don't know when I'm going to leave my body. Please help me. Yes. This intense prayers, when it comes from the heart of a devotee, Lord will be moved and Lord will shower his mercy. But then if we are not offering prayers only, then what can we expect? What can we expect? And when we hear about Prahlad Maharaj, oh, there's mixed feeling. You know, it's so nice to hear about Prahlad Maharaj. So much of happiness comes, but at the same time, there's so much of pain. Because Prahlad Maharaj, we see at that level, and then we see our level, where it is such a big gap. Yes. Not even a tinge and drop of part or particle of the drop of ocean of qualities what Prahlad has. We don't have that. But we desire. We are greedy. Rupa Goswami says that laulyam is the qualification for a person to attain Krishna, to go back home, back to Godhead. Nectar of devotion, he says this. Laulyam, intense greed, intense hankering. I want Krishna. This is what is the intense greed and intense hankering. Yes. So in this way, Prahlad exhibited his ecstatic symptoms. And he proved that how he's such a great devotee. But then Hiranyakashipu, he didn't have any intelligence. So how can he understand Prahlad's situation? How can he understand Prahlad's level? So Prahlad was sent to the school of Shukracharya. Shukracharya was not there, and his sons, Chanda and Amarka, they were the teachers then for the kids of all the asuras. So it is described that Chanda and Amarka's school was just nearby, the Gurukul was nearby, and Prahlad would go there and stay there and study. So once, what happened? Now Prahlad, after studying all that economics, politics, diplomacy, all that, repeating very, very perfectly, he was bought to the palace. And Hiranyakashipu looked at the child and he picked up his beautiful, just imagine the beauty of Prahlad, 5-year-old kid in a soft, soft body, and then nice fair skin, and then the beautiful lotus-like eyes, and all the time filled with devotion. Just imagine such a kid. He picked up that kid and then he placed it on the lap, and then he asked a question. Prahlad, beta, bolo, what did you learn? You have learned so many things, you know, from your teachers. Tell me the best thing that you feel, best thing that you have learned from your teachers. So, you know, he says, Manyate sadhu yad bhavan. Bhavan, according to you, what is the best thing, the sadhu, best thing? What is that? So Prahlad, no, Prahlad, we can see whenever some question is asked, Prahlad will answer something and the answer will be something else. And the person is asking question will be bewildered, you know, what this person is saying. So he says, a very, very nice shloka, very slapping shloka for all the materialists. He says, Tat sadhu manye asurya varya dehinam sada samudvigna dhyam asadgrahat hitvatma patam grahamanda kupam vanam gato yadharimashrayeta. He's saying, Daddy, you're asking me for the best thing? Listen from me now. Tat sadhu manye. According to me, this is the best thing. What? Tat sadhu manye asurya varya. Oh, asurya varya. Oh, the greatest of all the demons. Such a nice address. Asura Varya. Then he says, Dehinam, all those who are embodied, all those people who are embodied souls. Sada samudvigna dhyam asadgrihat. All the time they're completely, you know, engrossed in what? Asat, in I and my concept. And he says, Hitvatma patam grihamanda kupam. Hitvatma patam. One should give up that. He's actually telling his father that you are that person who's engrossed, embodied, and all the time, you know, in I and mine. What you're supposed to do? Give up all that. Give up what? Atma patam. That which is a great obstacle on the path of self-realization. And give up this grihamanda kupam. This household life that you're doing, grihamedi. It's like a dark well, dark dry well. Give up that. And suppose Hiranyakashipu looks at him and he says, what should I do then? Giving up. Then he says, vanam gatoyat. Go to vana. Which vana? Only one, Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan. What should I do going out to Vrindavan? Then Prahlad says, yad dharimashrayetat. Go and take shelter of Hari at that place. Now just imagine Hiranyakashipu, who is supposed to be at that time God, who tell that I am God, I am the greatest. And here someone is telling, go take shelter of someone else, what will happen to him? But here, since a 5-year-old boy was speaking, he took it light. He was not knowing who is Prahlad. He took it light and he started laughing and he said, oh, this child's intelligence is spoiled by the enemy. And then he looked at the soldiers and he said, the demons, and he said, make sure that you properly protect the Gurukul and make sure those Vaishnavas who come in disguise from ISKCON Whitefield, make sure that those people shouldn't come and spoil my child's intelligence. And obviously demons went and, you know, they gave you the protection. How much the Vaishnavas take efforts, isn't it? They're ready to change their Vaishnava attire and wear karmi clothes and go preach. How much compassion these Vaishnavas have. How amazing it is. How amazing. Mm-hmm. Even now in ISKCON, we see that there's so many devotees, sannyasis also. You know, sannyasis are not supposed to wear anything else apart from the saffron robes. But then they change to coat and pants and things like that. Or sometimes Pathani and, you know, the Muslim cap and all that. They'll enter the Gulf countries, they'll enter different places, and secretly they'll go preach and come back. Yes. And there'll be some Prahlads, you know, some tinches or partial expanse of Prahlad born here and there because of their mercy. So yes, Vaishnavas do this. And Hiranyakashipu knew very well, so he said protect. Now what happened is, the teachers got to know what Prahlad has spoken. Now they were completely bewildered, not understanding, kaha se sikhai? Where did he learn all these things from? We didn't teach. And they wanted to know. They wanted to know from Prahlad, where did he learn all these things from? With lots of mild and affectionate words, they started asking Prahlad. Oh, Prahlad, oh dear student, please tell that where did you learn all these things from? And we don't see other kids acting like you. So where did you learn these things from? And we have a very, very important one-pointed query. That is, your intelligence is spoiled by your own activities or our enemy has spoiled your intelligence? This is the question that is posted. And as usual, Prahlad would answer something else. Prahlad, now he started saying, when he heard this question, that is your intelligence spoiled by yourself or by your enemies? He said, I offer my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose external energy acts so wonderfully that the person starts thinking someone as enemy and someone as friend. And now, this theory, I'm seeing it practical in front of my eyes. Just imagine, he's telling the teachers that you are an illusion. You are an illusion. You're considering someone as enemy and someone as friend. And then he says that when the Lord is favorable to a jiva, he's looking at his teachers and he's telling all these things. Now hear carefully. He says, when the Lord is favorable, when he showers his mercy on some jivatma, some person, what happens? Animal-like intelligence is destroyed. He's looking at his teachers and saying, you have that animal-like intelligence. And a conception of difference between me and others are wrong. The thing that you're thinking, that someone is friend, someone is enemy, that's wrong. And then he says, thus, Lord has made my intelligence different from yours. They asked, right? They asked this question, that how are you thinking different as compared to others? Yes, this is what is the answer. That I have got the mercy of the Lord and that's how my intelligence is different than that of yours. And literally we can see this in the sadhaka's life, in the devotee's life. When we see the perspective of a sadhaka and that perspective to the same thing, the same situation of a materialist, it's completely different. For a devotee, he sees Krishna in the situation. And for a materialist, he sees something else where he is the center. So this is a very, very important thing to understand, that somehow or the other, Krishna should become the center of our life. Only when Krishna becomes the center of our life, there is some hope to become fully Krishna conscious, like Prabhupada says. Or else it's very difficult. Yes, very difficult. And here, Prahlad Maharaj, he's making it clear that the ones who have got mercy of the Lord, only they, their animal-like intelligence will be completely destroyed. The concept of me and mine will be completely destroyed. And that's what is needed. That is called as coming above the Dehatma Buddhi, coming above the bodily platform. And that's what Prabhupada keeps telling, right? We are not the body, we are spirit soul. We are not the body, we are spirit soul. In almost all the lectures, he repeats this. And then, this question Prahlad is answering. That did you learn yourself or some person has come and preached to you? Then he says this. Yata brahmayati ayo brahman swayamakarsha sannidha tathame vidhyate chetas chakrapane yadrichaya. One of my favorite shloka. This. I chant this shloka and feel very bad about it. This shloka says, yatha brahmayati ayo brahman, like aya, that is iron filings or iron, like it gets naturally attracted to the magnet. Similarly, O teachers, O Brahman, O Brahmanas, similarly, my heart is naturally getting attracted to Chakrapani, that person who holds Chakra, that is Vishnu. So, natural attraction. That's what Narad Muni was glorifying. Yasya Naisargiki Rati. Vasudeve Bhagavati, Yasya Naisargiki Rati. Natural attraction to Krishna. When I analyze myself, so I would use the word we instead of I, that's not good. So I would say we. So when I analyze ourselves, so it's very clear that our attachment, our natural attraction is towards this material world. Getting attracted to various things of this world. Yes. Somehow or the other, the object of attraction should change. Somehow or the other, the object of attachment should change. As of now, the objects are sense gratificatory objects here and there. But very soon, somehow or the other, what is needed? Krishna should replace. Krishna should come and he should replace that sense gratificatory object. By our personal endeavor, by our intense devotional service, and we attract the mercy of Krishna, attract the mercy of Guru Gauranga, this will happen. Where automatically the person now will get attracted now to the lotus feet of Krishna, to various aspects of devotional service. After telling this, Prahlad Maharaj made his teachers very angry. Shanda and Amarka, they became extremely angry. to such an extent, he started telling, bring me a stick, I'll beat this person. Bring me a stick, I'll beat this person. And then after chastising him a lot, saying, you know, you are like that thorn tree in the sandalwood forest. Sandalwood forest, the Asuric setup. And then this person, the pure devotee, is called as the thorn tree. And then they just chastise him left and right. And after that, they start teaching him economics, politics, diplomacy. You know, they start teaching. And Prahlad also, without any attachment or aversion, in neutral mood, he would hear, repeat. This went on for a long time. And after a long training, Shanda and Amarka, they took Prahlad again to Hiranyakashipu. That day, Prahlad's mother Kayadu, she gave him a nice bath. I don't know what all things she had applied, but she gave him a nice bath. That's what Bhagavatam says. And Prahlad was decorated very beautifully, you know, with wonderful clothes and ornaments. 5-year-old boy, nicely wearing clothes and ornaments. He comes in front of his father Hiranyakashipu, and like a son, he's an ideal son with so many wonderful qualities. He pays obeisances to Hiranyakashipu. Look at this. This is a very nice point to note, that Prahlad is a pure devotee and Hiranyakashipu is a demon. Prahlad knows that. But still, Prahlad is giving respect to him. Amanina manadena. He gives respect to everyone. He is giving respect to his father also. So when such a nice, cute little boy with so many wonderful qualities, when he paid obeisance at that time, Hiranyakashipu picked Prahlad, kept him on the lap, and looking at Prahlad, his fatherly affection started overflowing from his heart and coming out from the eyes as tears. And again, Prahlad got a bath from the tears of Hiranyakashipu. He was smelling the head of Prahlad and he was bathing Prahlad with his tears. Now, again, he did a mistake. He could have just asked Prahlad anything specific. Again, he gave a lot of options to Prahlad by asking a question. Oh, Prahlad, now please repeat to me whatever you think is the best of that knowledge that you have got from your spiritual masters, from your teachers. That's what he says. And this time, without deviating or without beating around the bush, this is the right word, beating around the bush, without beating around the bush, Prahlad Maharaj now, he says, he talks about pure devotion service. He says, Shravanam kirtanam vishno smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam matmanivedanam itipum sarpita vishno bhaktischennava lakshanam kriyata bhagavatyadha tanmanyedhitamuttamam. He says, according to me, tanmanyedhitamuttamam, according to me, that thing is best. What? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all those Nava Vidya Bhakti, or the 9 Angas of Bhakti, starting from Shravanam and Kirtanam. And he says, that person who follows this, no, he is the best of the persons. Yes. This is best according to me. So whenever Hiranyakashipu would say and point out, or when he says the teacher, the only thing Prahlad would remember is Narada Muni, my spiritual master. Yes. And then whatever teachings he got from Narada Muni, he would repeat that very, very wonderfully. And that's what he did now. Now, Hiranyakashipu, he went crazy. First time he laughed. And now this is the second time. And now second time he went crazy and he started scolding the teachers. You people take more salary from me and you're working for my enemy, Vishnu. What sort of people you are? And those are Brahmanas. Brahmanas cannot take such heavy words. So they started telling Hiranyakashipu, look, we have not taught all this, nor someone else has come and taught your kid. He has learnt it by himself again. And they are using the word Naisargiki Mati. There, Narada Muni was glorifying, saying Naisargiki Rati. And here they are saying Naisargiki Mati. His intelligence is naturally not doing devotional service. After hearing this, instead of looking at the teacher Shanda and Amarka, now Hiranyakashipu, he started looking at Prahlad. And then he asked a question. That who has taught you all this? Where did you learn all these things from? Again, a question is posted and Prahlad will give an answer. And he started giving an answer. He says, Matir na Krishna parato satova mito vipadyeta graha vratanam adanta gobhir vishitam tamishram punha punascharvita charvananam. He's saying Matir na Krishna parato satova mito vipadyeta graha vratanam. Those people who are engrossed in materialistic way of life like yourself, who are just chewing the chewed, puna punas charvita charvanana, such people, matirna Krishna, such people cannot engage their mind in service of Krishna. Arriba, what is the question? What are you answering? So Prahlad is like, wait, I'm coming to the answer. I'm not completed. Then he again quotes another shloka. He says, Nate vidush swartha gatim hi Vishnu durashaya hi bahirartha manina andhayatande rupagiyamana So again he says, Nate vidush swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Such people whom I just described, they will never understand what is the real swartha or the real goal of a person. And what is that real goal? That swartha is Vishnu. Attaining Vishnu is what is the real goal. But he is saying that such people will not get it. Such people will not understand. And unfortunately, they are blind and they will follow the blind. Basically, they are materialist, they will follow materialist. And what will happen? Urudamni baddha. All the time they will be bound in this material world. No, this is not the answer. What is the answer? Prahlad is like, wait, I'm coming to the answer. Wait. And then he tells the answer. He says, Naisha matestavadurukramangrim sparshat sparshat yartha pagamo yadartha mahiyasham tatpadarajobhishekam nishkinchananam navrinetayava. So now he's saying, telling, indirectly he's telling to Hiranyakashipu, look, you are not going to understand, but you know how I have understood, or any devotee or any person in this world can get this transcendental knowledge. He says that person who has taken bath in the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees, Mahiyasham tat pada rajo abhishekam nishkinchananam na vrinita yavat. Who is that pure devotee? The one who does not have any connection to this material world. That person, anyone who takes bath in the dust of the lotus feet of that devotee, that person can actually understand these transcendental subject matters. And he's indirectly telling, oh, Hiranyakashipu, I have taken bath in the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotee whose name is Narada Muni. And from him, I have learned all this. But then, as he very rightly said, that Hiranyakashipu will not understand all this, whatever he said. Hiranyakashipu, after hearing all this Sanskrit shlokas, he went crazy. He got angry. He looked at Prahlad. The same father who took Prahlad on his lap, he was embracing him, kissing him, smelling his head, bathing him with tears. Same person with wide open eyes, with complete anger. He looked at Prahlad. He took Prahlad and threw him down. This is Asuric mentality. Sometimes they love, sometimes they throw. And he literally threw Prahlad down. And he asked all the demons there, what is the use of such person being there in our house? And then he started giving various analogies. One of the analogies that he gives is, when one of the body part gets diseased, it's better to get it amputated. Similarly, what is the use of a person like him, you know, in our house, whom we are calling him as son, as our own kid? Better to kill him. No use of him, because he will spoil the entire game. Just kill him. And now, all those demons, they were all around and they came to Prahlad, to kill Prahlad. This is a very, very important quality that we are coming to. Prahlad proves that how a devotee should behave in critical situations. Prahlad is proving very, very nicely that how a devotee should respond to various situations which are testing times. And currently, we all are in the testing times. The current pandemic has put everyone into the testing times, and everyone is going through a different phase altogether. Never unexpected phase everyone is going through. But then, Prahlad is saying that, okay, non-devotees should behave like that, not devotees. Devotees should behave like me. Prahlad is showing wise example. Hiranyakashipu, he asked all the demons there, all the demons, kill him. And all the demons, they got tridents, sharp tridents. And they all loud, before even harming or trying to harm with the trident or kill with the trident, they started loudly shouting, kill him, kill him. They were thinking, maybe we loudly shout and tell, maybe this person would say, no, 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 I'll not speak like this again. Please, please, please spare me, please spare me. But then Prahlad, closing his eyes, completely absorbed, taking shelter of the holy names of Lord Krishna, fearless, he was just there. And all the demons, from all the four sides, they had the tridents in the hand, they came close to Prahlad and they started striking Prahlad with those tridents, sharp tridents. But then Prahlad was protected by the shell of the holy name that he was there in. He was protected by the Lord himself. And what was happening? They would get the trident with full force, but then as soon as they would come close to Prahlad, they couldn't move their trident close to his body or touch his body. And they were just striking, and it was almost like they're striking a stone. They're not able to do anything. And what is Prahlad doing? Prahlad is busy closing his eyes, completely absorbed and chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yes. Completely absorbed. And these demons who were there, they got scared looking at him. What is this? And they went to Hiranyakashipu and they said that he's not dying. And Hiranyakashipu went crazy looking at the situation and he said, try different means to kill him. He should be killed. I don't know what sort of father he is, but then this is what he did. So when we were deciding the topics, Bandhu Madhav had given a nice topic. Shameless father and fearless son. This is how shameless he is. Yes. So he said, kill him in whatever way possible. And now the demons, they started planning various different ways how Prahlad can be killed. And Bhagavatam says, then they started one by one. The first thing that they did was, they started throwing Prahlad under the feet of huge elephants. Now, these elephants are not normal elephants. They are huge elephants, described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And these huge elephants will have huge feet and obviously huge strength. And Prahlad was thrown under the feet of the elephant. And same thing. Prahlad was busy, completely absorbed, chanting the holy names of the Lord. And the elephant leg would come and it couldn't do anything after, it couldn't take the leg forward after a certain distance. Prahlad is here and it cannot take it no more closer. It cannot touch Prahlad. This is how Lord protects. This is how the Lord is protecting Prahlad and obviously various other pure devotees all around the universe. After this, now all these things which are there, all these different plans which these demons were making are in plural form. And there it is given that they tried it multiple times, not once. Again and again, they would be doing the same activity to kill him and they would fail and then they would go to the next activity. Next plan to kill. And the next one was, they started throwing him in huge snakes, in the pit of huge snakes. Now these snakes are given this adjective huge. So that basically means that they were extremely poisonous. Forget about biting. If they just come close to the person, lick the person, that person will die. And those snakes were there around. And all the snakes are around, and Prahlad is in between, in the midst of all the snakes, and he's busy chanting. Completely taken shelter of the Lord, completely fearless, busy doing devotional service, even in that critical situation. And look what's happening. Again, the snakes are coming, but they cannot come close to Prahlad. They're trying to bite, but they're not able to touch the body of Prahlad. And all the demons are looking at this. What is happening? They're going crazy. What's happening? They tried multiple times. But then there was no result. After failing in this, again, they went to another one. Now they started employing destructive spells. Like in Amrish Maharaj's pastime, Durvasa Muni created a fiery demon. So here it was given in Vishnu Purana, I was hearing, that they created a fiery demon to kill Prahlad. But then as soon as the fiery demon came close to Prahlad, like that thing happened with Ambarish Maharaj, Sudarshan Chakra came. And what happened? The Brahmanas who created the fiery demon, and the names of those Brahmanas were Shanda and Amarka. Sudarshan Chakra came and it just beheaded the two, Shanda and Amarka. But Prahlad, you know, he started crying and he started praying to the Lord. Oh Lord, no, please don't do this. No, please get them back. And by the mercy of the Lord, they came back to life. Can we imagine how much Lord is taking care of his pure devotee? How much? He's sending his own chakra to protect him. There he's sending his own chakra. Now he'll come personally. The next thing that they did was they started taking Prahlad to the cliff of the mountain and throwing him from there. And what would happen? Prahlad would be coming down and he would be not shouting, Ayu, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And someone comes and holds him and keeps him down. And who's that someone? We know. The lotus hands are holding Prahlad. And they're keeping him down. And these demons are like, what happened? Why he didn't die? And they will come down. And again, they will take him up. Prahlad was completely fresh. But the demons were tired. Again, taking up, throwing. Again, taking up, throwing. And all the time, he would be safe. All the time. Because he was all the time busy, absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And then, various conjuring illusory tricks were used. Where Prahlad is there. And by various illusory tricks, because these are demons and they know how to do various illusory tricks. And it would be like from the sky. Fire, there's fire falling down. Or the snakes are falling down. And so many other obnoxious things are falling down. This is what was going on. But Prahlad was completely protected. As if Prahlad has an umbrella. And the rain that is happening is completely protected. Nothing is happening to him. Yes. After failing in this attempt, again they went to another one. They filled the room completely with poisonous air. And they put Prahlad in that. And they sealed the entire door also. And after a few days, they opened the door. And Prahlad is completely fresh. And he comes out chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Completely fresh. He's coming out. The only thing that was happening was, all these demons, who were extremely fearful, having huge teeth, coppery hair, coppery beard, and then very, very horrifying, horrifying looks with terrible eyes. They were becoming fearful of Prahlad. They wanted to administer poison now. Now, how to give poison? I was hearing in another class, long time back I heard. Kayadu was asked to give poison to Prahlad. Kayadu was asked that you give poison to him. It was like, I'm the mother of him. How can I give poison? Of the king, you have to. And then she made sweet rice and then she put the black poison on it. And then she gave it to Prahlad. And Prahlad is so absorbed, so completely absorbed in thoughts of the Lord that the only thing that he would see is sweet rice. And something black in between. It was only thinking, Akaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gaganasadrisham Meghavarnam Shubhangam. He could see his Lord lying on Ananta Shesh in Milk Ocean. This is what he was seeing. And he just had it. And nothing happened to him. Nothing happened. What will happen to him? Krishna Graha Grihit Atma, what will happen to him? The one who is captured by Krishna, what will happen to him? Yes. And then so many other things they tried. They starved him for many days. They put him in lots of ice. They put him in whirlwinds. And they threw him in a terrible place where there's heavy rains and scorching heat, fire. And they started throwing stones at him. No effect at all. And it is described that what will happen to a person who is sinless? What will happen to a person who is sinless? Nothing is going to happen to him. And Prahlad was completely sinless, all pure. What will happen to him? Here, a very, very wonderful point we can see that Prahlad was completely fearless in every single situation. Here we can see his own father is trying to kill him, own father. But the only thing that he was doing was just taking shelter of the holy name of Lord Krishna. And completely absorbed in devotional service. This shelter of the holy name is a very, very important aspect in a devotee's life. Because a devotee is expected to take shelter of the holy name in the age of Kali Yuga. What else we have in this age of Kali which can actually save us? It's only holy name. Even now in this pandemic, the only thing that we can do is take shelter of holy name. Doesn't matter if we are COVID negative, positive, or we are about to die. The only thing that we have to do is take shelter of the holy name. And anyone who does that, it doesn't matter he's living or dead. It doesn't matter that, what is he doing? What matters is he taking the holy names or not? Because anyone who takes the holy name of the Lord will get purified and attain perfection. And that's what is needed now. Complete purification of the heart. And here we very clearly see, when it comes to Prahlad, he was completely absorbed in chanting the holy names of the Lord all the time. No break at all. Incessantly. Prabhupada says one should chant the holy names of the Lord incessantly, without stoppage. And here, Prahlad was doing that. Prahlad was relishing the holy name. So he was able to chant all the time. Very nice verse, the first verse of Keval Ashtakam. It says, Madhuram madhure bhyopi mangale bhyopi mangalam pavanam pavane bhyopi hare namaiva kevalam. So there's only one thing that we can take shelter of. There's nothing else. And what is that one thing? The sweeter than the sweetest thing. Oh, what is that? The most auspicious of all the auspicious things. Oh, what is that? The most purifying of all the purifying processes. Oh, what is that? Harer Nama Eva. Only the holy name of Lord Krishna. Holy name of Lord Krishna can only purify the person. This is what we read. This is what we hear from pure devotees. Holy name is the only thing that we can take shelter of in the age of Kali. And anyone who takes shelter of the holy name all the time, that person will be protected like Prahlad is getting protected. Here, one very nice thing, when I was reading, I could just make out a nice thing. What Prahlad Maharaj was doing was, he was doing what he was supposed to do. And he was allowing what Krishna was supposed to do. He was allowing Krishna to execute his own plans according to his own sweet will. And he was not interrupting at all. Prahlad knew what is his job description. His job description was to do devotional service. And he knew very well what is Lord's job description. He was least bothered about that. Because he knew very well, if I do my job properly, Lord will do his. And that's what Lord was doing. Now Lord is supposed to take care of all the living entities. And he was doing that. He was protecting Prahlad. So the point is that we have to understand what is our job description. Our job description is to do devotional service all the time. And what is Lord's job description? To give protection. But now there'll be another question that, no, we are doing devotional service. But then still, we don't see many devotees are dying. Many senior devotees are dying. Now in this pandemic, how to understand this? So they are not doing a proper devotional service. They don't know their job description. They do. Here we have to understand that how Lord protects. Lord has his own plans for giving protection. We think that this is the only way of protection. This is what is our narrow-mindedness. But when it comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is infinite, who is everywhere, he knows and he has the best plan of protection for the living entity. It might not be the way we are thinking. It might be in some other way. And Lord's protection is a protection which actually helps the living entity to get closer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what is real protection. What is the use of protecting this body and keeping it all healthy and not doing devotional service? Lord makes sure that he puts the devotee in such a situation where he intensely calls out for the Lord or intensely he practices bhakti to get closer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is what is needed. This is what is needed. Intense devotional service. This is our job description. And we have to forget about the job description of Krishna. There was some devotee who was asking this question. That Prabhuji, it feels like Lord has closed his eyes. No, his eyes are wide open. He's Jagannath. He has big eyes, wide open. But then, with those wide open eyes, he's glancing on everyone and making sure his sweep will is executed. His best plans are executed just to make sure that the devotee gets closer to Krishna in this life or next. He has his own plans because he is the person who knows past, present, and future. This faith a devotee should have that, yes, my Lord will protect me. This faith is needed, this intense faith, especially now in this pandemic. If we devotees also cannot have faith, then what is the difference between us and those materialists outside?
Yes.
We have to have that intense faith. Okay, whatever Lord is doing, he has the best plans for me. Because I am his servant, I am his surrendered servant, and he will take care of me. He is my master. Why should I worry about what will happen to me? Let me worry about doing intense devotional service. One-pointed devotional service means desiring only for Krishna and nothing else. Nothing else. If Krishna says, take this, he's like, don't give me this, I want you. No, you take me this, is this better than me? No, nothing is better than you, I want you. Do you want to be saved from corona? No, I want you. Okay, even if I die out of corona, no problem. I want you, oh Lord, I want you. This is called as one-pointed, staunch devotional service. Yes. Obviously, I'm trying my best, you know, to have this mood. At least by repeating, you know, I'll get this mood, so I'm repeating it. This is what my spiritual masters and Srila Prabhupada, they have this mode of one-pointed focus at devotional service of Lord Krishna and not desiring anything else. And this is the greed that even we devotees should have, this lowly of this hankering, that when will that day come and I'll also become like this, when I'll also get this greed. And Prahlad has very nicely proved to all of us what we're supposed to do in this pandemic. We have to be fearless. We have to be fearless and take shelter of the holy name. Now we have named it as mantra meditation for next few days. So we have to take shelter of the holy name to such an extent, whatever happens doesn't matter. I was very happy to hear that some devotees, even when they were admitted and oxygen masks were there, still the chanting was going on.
Yes,
that's so nice. That's an example that how to take shelter of the holy name. Doesn't matter, you know, what's happening, right? So if we can do that, then yes, we are helping Krishna to execute his own plans. And not interrupting Krishna saying, what are you doing, O Lord? Why are you closing your eyes? Open your eyes. Look at me. I'm struggling. I'm suffering. And Lord will say, this is my plan. You just suffer. That's okay. Now you suffer and then, you know, you'll come back to me, back home, back to Godhead. So this is the final note for today's session. In this pandemic, the only thing that we can do is take shelter of the holy name. That is equivalent to taking shelter of Lord Sri Krishna and completely be fearless, because everything in this world is in control of Krishna. It might not be under our control, but everything, including coronavirus type 1, type 2, type 3, all of them, they all are in control of Krishna. And whatever Krishna desires, only that is going to happen. And as devotees, what do we want? We want Krishna's desire to be executed. So with this, I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. I hope in some way I could help all of y'all in this pandemic. And also, I was reminding myself what I am supposed to do in this pandemic. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hari Hari. Wonderful katha. We were very blissful hearing the narrations of how Prahlad Maharaj, how intensely he performed this devotional service. And it's a very, very wonderful katha. And now, thank you very much, Kartikeyapu. And now over to Manjulali Mataji. So you can invite the devotees for family kirtan.
Jai Hari Bol. Hari Bol, first of all, we'd like to thank His Grace Harikshetra Prabhu for involving so many souls in this wonderful, wonderful seva and preparing our consciousness for Sri Narasimha Chaturdasi. And thank you very much, His Grace Kartikeya Prabhu, for the wonderful nectarian lecture. I see a lot of Punjabi devotees here. So this entire story reverberates with what we usually pray, Jako Rakhe Saiya Mar Sakena Koi. Whoever the Lord protects, nobody can kill. So with this mood, we move forward to our glorious family of Sonia Mataji and Anand Prabhu. They are their sons, Aditya and Ayan. They are going to do the Narasimha Arati for us. Hari Bol, over to you, Aditya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Mataji. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, Prabhu.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Prahlad Maharaj, Jai Prahlad Maharaj, Nitya Gaur.
Hari Hari, thank you for the wonderful Narsimharti. So we will dedicate this wonderful Narsimharti sung by Aditya and Ayan, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, and also Devanantu and Sonia Mataji. I'm not able to see them in the screen here, so I hope they are there by the side. So we will dedicate this wonderful Narsimharti for the well-being of all the people. And so many people are actually going through a lot of difficulty. So let's offer this wonderful kirtan and prayer to Lord Narsimhadev, for all the suffering people. Actually, in fact, everyone in this material world is suffering. So everybody needs the mercy of the Lord. So thank you very much for your wonderful kirtan. Hare Krishna. So again, tomorrow we will meet for a wonderful session. So we are going to have His Grace Sundar Gopal Prabhu, who is a very, very amazing youth preacher and all India leader in ISKCON for youth preaching. So ISKCON India Youth Council's chairman. And he is going to grace us tomorrow for a katha. And again, we will have a nice, wonderful kids presenting some small portion of Narsimha Leela, and then we will have katha by His Grace Sundar Gopal Prabhu, and then we will end with a Narsimha Arati. And don't forget about the Narsimha face competition, like face drawing competition. So please take part in that. And as we had mentioned, meditating on the lotus face of the Lord, especially Narsimhadev's face, it will give fearlessness, right? So we will, it'll be a very, very wonderful exercise for all of us to do. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Narsimhadev Bhagavan ki jai. Hare Krishna.